Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Made it to a Wednesday. Top of the hour, we always get to what's trending with our news. A lot happening. The Senate passed legislation requiring the Chinese company ByteDance to sell TikTok if it wants to continue to operate in America. That's a big deal. We'll see what ultimately happens. The measure is expected to be signed into law by the president. TikTok has previously vowed to challenge this ruling, though, in court, arguing that it violates free speech protection that's under the First Amendment. Big deal, too. Anybody listening have a non-compete? Or they work in an environment where there's a non-compete? The Federal Trade Commission voted 3-2 in favor of a new rule that would ban non-compete clauses in employee contracts in America. It estimates right now, the FTC does, that 30 million people, or 1 in 5 Americans, work with a non-compete clause. Whether you are a top earner CEO or a minimum wage employee, you are bound in some way by a non-compete, and those are now being banned. They say this ruling will now raise worker compensation, allow for free market competition, lower healthcare costs, boost innovation, and what they believe could achieve up to 29,000 more U.S. patents yearly for the next decade. Tom Holland announced he will return for a fourth Spider-Man film. Prime Video is now saying they are moving up the release of season 3 of their hit Reacher to 2025, early in that calendar year next year. Believe it or not, it was 19 years ago this week that the very first video was uploaded to YouTube. It was called Me at the Zoo, and it showed the YouTube co-founder standing in front of an elephant enclosure at the San Diego Zoo. I tell you that in case you want to win bar trivia one day as to what was the first video posted on YouTube. That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. My six, soon to be 7-year-old daughter, Violet, had her kindergarten musical concert.
Aw, yes.
Last night, you know how they sing like a handful of songs?
Yes, on stage in wonderful, front of all the parents.
Wonderful night last night.
You know, there's always...
It's just the cutest day in the world and when kindergartners are out there doing all that stuff and working on the
about?
Well, we had a big spring theme.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday.
It's all about spring.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the audio exactly queued up, but, I mean, I guess that's... Yeah. Maybe I know a lot of the choreography.
Maybe you do know maybe a lot I know of the choreography.
Maybe I do.
I was watching this video of Violet behind the scenes here, and Andy is across the room like miming out the choreography to this. Like, so, you guys practiced a lot.
Well, Violet hates practice, but wants to be great. She doesn't like putting in the work.
Typical.
Hudson, my oldest, loves putting in the work, knows that's how you're going to get better.
Oh, okay.
He loves playing baseball. He wants to get better at baseball, wants to practice every day, rain, shine, sleet, January, doesn't matter.
Okay.
He's like, that's how you become great. And I'm like, yeah, that's okay, yeah. And then Violet's like,
I don't want to work for it.
She's a little bit of a diva. She last night we had her, we had a very... announced schedule for her because she had to have her hair done.
Oh, yeah.
Which my wife did for an hour.
Yeah, it looks nice. And she did a really good job. Like, cute little updo.
My wife, do you guys ever have kids that they don't, like, they'll just sass their parents? Mm. So we had to pretend my wife was not my wife.
Oh, you had to pretend like she was a hairdresser?
That's right.
Or her stylist, her personal stylist.
Stylist. I forget what the made-up name was.
Okay.
But they had to be in character the whole time so that Violet would be nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Because Violet's very nice to strangers, stylists, teachers, but she can really tell you what she's really thinking. I mean, if she's talking
to the
POS. Mm. So we have to sort of pretend we're other people so that we stay polite.
Yeah.
Because we were fearful of a big blowback.
Okay.
Not liking it. But we did do earrings, but they were just stickers.
They were sticker earrings? No, sticker earrings. I saw those in the video, but I didn't know they were stickers. Yeah, How cute is that?
That was very strong last night.
Because she doesn't have her ears pierced yet, right?
No.
Okay.
No need for that.
I was in kindergarten when I got my ears pierced. It was a Christmas present.
I think it was optioned one of the days. I think she earned a chance to go do it and then backed out because, you know, it's a huge needle in your ear.
Yeah.
So.
But they do it quick. You know, the days of going to the mall and getting your ears pierced, because that's what I did, you know, when I was little.
They don't do that anymore?
Not so much anymore.
They don't?
I mean, you go to a tattoo artist.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. You go to a tattoo artist to get your ear pierced.
Come on. Don't they go to the mall?
No.
I saw them at that, like, Claire's place.
Well, they do that there, but if you really want, you know, no pain, like, go to a professional. Go to a tattoo artist. Will somebody please back me up on this? Ladies, telling you more and more... Moms are taking their daughters to the tattoo artist to get their ears pierced.
Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi, where do you go for the ear piercing today?
Tattoo parlor all the way. It's even cheaper.
Yeah.
It's cheaper?
How much is it now? Do you know?
It's cheaper than going to Claire's.
Okay.
My daughter just had her triple piercings, and I think we paid $60. But I think if you go to, like, Claire's, you pay, like, a set amount to have them pierced, and then you have to pay for the earrings on top of it.
Yeah.
And I want to say it was, like, $100 to go there.
Yeah, you have to buy their earrings, too.
When you go to the tattoo parlor, you get lots of questions about piercings and interesting pictures hanging on the wall. So it's usually a very fun family event.
Why is that educational? Yeah. I get it. Yeah. It's usually like, what does that pregnant dragon mean? I don't know.
They know what they're doing, I'm telling you. And I believe they do it more by hand, you know, versus the whole gun thing. That gun thing scares me. If I'm going to get a tattoo, Andy, I'm going to go to the tattoo parlor.
A guy with a dragon
or with a ear
tattoo
piercing.
On his bald head.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't judge a book by its cover.
I know.
More and more women, moms, are taking their daughters to get their ear pierced at the tattoo parlor.
Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Today is Administrative Professionals Day. It used to be called Secretary Day long ago, and then it kind of obviously had a degrading connotation to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then over on our social media this morning, we've been asking people, in honor of that, name something your boss has ever asked you to do in your life that is not part of your job description in any way. And we've been collecting some of those answers here. Our number is 260-467-9500. 260-467-9500. Angela, hem his pants. Let's assume the pants were not on during that.
Right.
You ever do an inseam adjustment?
No.
That's an HR no-no.
Yeah.
Okay. Sew buttons, wrap Christmas presents, keeping his wife's presents separate from his girlfriend's presents.
The number of people that had to keep affairs quiet is shocking.
It sounds shocking. So made up. It sounds so made up.
Uh-huh.
And yet, here they are each and every time. I'll never forget bosses who've asked the secretary or assistant to do yoga certification classes so the girlfriend could sleep in, but she also wanted to be a yoga teacher, but didn't want to take the classes to become one. In fact, here is an old film, an instructional onboarding film that is used to pay tribute to Administrative Professionals Day that used to be Secretary's Day.
Instructional films from the 60s presents Secretary's Day. Look, there's Linda. She's a secretary. Linda's wearing a mini skirt, pantyhose, high heels, and a beehive hairdo loaded with Aquanet. Here comes Linda's boss. He's smoking a Salem cigarette in the office and asks Linda to get him a cup of coffee. As she turns, he pats her bottom. He's inviting her into his office to take dictation. Mr. Johnson is on the phone with his wife, telling her to eat dinner without him. Next, he tells Janet he wants to thank her on Secretary's Day by taking her out to dinner. Looks like Janet's going to get a raise.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I know we laugh about that, but it's so true. Like, I think back to when my mom was working and those things happen in the office.
If we want to get ahead, you got to stay late there,
Karen. That's right.
odd items or odd requests your boss has asked you to do that's outside your job description, Rita writes in. Make hair appointments and ensure there was always enough Pepsi in the fridge for them.
Oh my gosh. Come on. Are you 12?
scraping the gunk off the fish tank might be incredibly gross.
Yeah.
Water their plants, pick up dry cleaning. What was the one about picking up the cremated dad?
Yeah, there was one that had to pick up the cremated dad and make sure that he rode in the front seat on the way home. Could you imagine driving your car with a cremated person that isn't even a relative of yours?
I don't think you should be allowed to take the urn of someone that's not yours. You know what I'm saying?
I would agree with that.
I think if I'm the crematorium, yeah, I have to... I'm not giving it to somebody else. You have to sign for your cremated parent. I would not.
I would be driving so slow on the way home in hopes that I don't spill Larry all over my car.
Anyway, you can read through those this morning or chime in with your own. Name something your boss asked you to do that was not part of your job description. It's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJ. Coming up, are we doing your Price is Right game?
Yeah, I've got some things that I have put into my cart that I am prepared for this game this morning.
All right, that'll be on the way. The Price is Right has a traveling show. And sometimes it comes to Fort Wayne, but this time it's coming to Anderson's Hoosier Park Casino area.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you get two passes to go to the taping where you could win prizes or watch other people win prizes. And
come on down.
There you go. So Kat will come up with items, odd grocery items usually.
They're not odd. What are you talking about?
There's
nothing odd about what's in my basket.
Oh, yesterday? Your salad kit or something?
Oh, it was the Betty Crocker Suddenly Salad box kit.
I got some feedback on that.
You did?
They're like, I'll take obscure things in Kat's cart for $100.
I love the Caesar one. I love that. That's so good. They used to be 99 cents a year ago, and now they're $2.99, which is highway robbery.
I mean, inflation. Where does it end?
No. I looked in my cart this morning.
Didn't you have hard salami yesterday?
Yesterday was hard salami.
Can I just tell you?
I put that on my salad. I chopped that up and I put it on my salad.
I got feedback on that.
You did?
A little dirty on the innuendo.
No, I did not intend anything. Honest to goodness, I know I'm the juvenile one on this show sometimes. Mm-hmm. And because I raise boys, and there was no hidden meaning behind that, honestly.
Why don't you cut my hard salami? See what I'm saying?
Well, the way you said it made it sound really dirty, but I didn't say it like that.
I got to tell you, I Googled during the segment yesterday.
Hard salami and soft salami?
First of all, I didn't know
there's a difference.
I didn't know there was a hard and a soft.
Oh.
I had no idea. I Googled it to make sure we could say it, only to realize.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, no. That is
hey, I go in and you ask for salami. You just get up and the guy cuts you some salami. Butcher go say, oh, I'm sorry, Andy. Would you like the hard or the soft? I've never heard of that in my life.
Oh, gosh. That's all I get is the hard salami. It tastes better.
Because sure
the soft kind of gets a little slimy sometimes.
Amen. I mean, I've said that a time or ten.
Yeah.
So.
There's nothing. Well, okay.
Do you have inappropriate items coming up?
No.
Do you, though?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I see it in your eyes. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hello. Turn your radio down, if you would, please. Who's this?
This is Steph.
Steph,
you want to play?
I do want to play.
What's in Kat's cart? By the way, yesterday on our show, we had a questionable reference to hard salami. Did you know that hard salami is a real thing? And did you know that soft salami was a real thing prior to yesterday?
I did not know there was a soft salami, but I do know about hard salami.
Well, I guess, yeah. You and I both are learning something. This show always teaches people.
Well, I mean, she knew what hard salami was, Andy.
I know. I just thought you wouldn't ask for salami. I didn't know there was...
No, there's a difference.
I mean, you just go and say, hey, I need some salami. I go and get a sandwich shop. They're like, hey, we put salami on the sandwich. And I'd be like, is that the hard or the soft? I've never had that conversation with anybody. All right. What do we have first in your basket? Go ahead.
First, I have in my basket, I've got 16-ounce container of Chick-fil-A sauce, the original Chick-fil-A sauce. And that is so good. I use that on my chicken nuggets. God,
this is so obscure.
That is priced at $6.49. Oh. Is that too high or too low?
Too high.
That's very exactly good. Right. Very good.
$4.49 is the cost of that.
I saw an $8 barbecue sauce the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it Sweet Baby Ray's?
No, but I did buy that.
I love Sweet Baby Ray's.
I was like, oh my gosh, what's in that? All right, item number two.
All right, we're going to head on over to the frozen section. I've got a 10-count box of Smucker's Strawberry Uncrustables.
Oh no!
Oh, wait a second. Where did she go?
Oh, I'm going to need... Indian
cat. All right, I'm sorry, I lost you.
Okay, no problem. All right,
let me repeat that. We're in the frozen section. I've got a 10-count box of Strawberry Smucker's Uncrustables. Those are priced at $5.99. Is that too high or too low?
Too low.
Man, those things are expensive, aren't they?
All right, here's the clean sweep.
They are.
You won anyway, but here's the questionable item that is probably dirty because I know how Kat does this game. Go ahead.
I'm still in the frozen section. Mm-hmm. I've got a six-count box of Kroger's corn dogs. $6.50. Ooh. Is that too high or too low?
Too high?
You're correct. Very good. She knows her stuff.
Yeah.
Man, I love those corn dogs.
What's in Kat's car at the high-low game? Well, very good. Sorry for the technical difficulty there, and I'm glad you were able to call back. Behind the scenes, hopefully I don't hang up on you here, and we'll put you on hold. Kat will grab some information, and we'll get you two passes to the Price is Right traveling show that is coming to Hoosier Park Racing and Casino. Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. You know what we did watch? We've been watching a lot of Migration in our house. A lot of Migration.
What is that streaming on? I want to see
that,
actually.
That's on Peacock. You can come over to our house. It's running 24-7.
Oh, is it?
We limit our kids' activity or TV, but when it's on, baby.
Yeah.
And then we watched the new Bluey episode, not the Sign. There's a new Bluey episode that debuted this week called Surprise. And the episode was available as a surprise to those fans.
Oh.
And there is a surprise ending in the episode Surprise. That, again, I'm an adult Bluey fan. I'm okay to say it. I'm starting to own my words.
There's a lot of you out there, just like you, Andy, that watch it with their kids. And then once the kid leaves the room, they continue to watch it because you're hooked.
So it was a night or two ago. I don't know. My wife and I, maybe we're like you guys. I don't know. We just stare at our phones and then we have some TV show on in the background while we wind down. My wife and I end up playing Royal Match, which is an app game.
Oh, yeah.
We play with a lot of Royal Match. Yeah, with the king.
Oh, my gosh. You play that game?
We play a lot of Royal Match.
What level are you guys on?
Like, my wife's at 600 and I'm at like 300.
Oh, okay.
So she's doing extremely better and makes me mad.
That king.
The king's funny.
He is funny. Yeah, he says a lot of funny things.
So the other night she's like, well, do you want to kind of watch a show while we play Royal Match? And I said, sure. Something quick, right? Yeah, something light and quick. And I go, do you want to watch the new Surprise Bluey episode that I know dropped that not everybody knows is available? And she looked at me and she's like, no, we're not going to watch a new Bluey episode without our children present just so we can watch it before they do.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, somebody in this room, me, would like to watch it now that it's available. And she was like, I'm going to leave this bed.
Uh-huh.
And then when I come back, you're going to have a different answer than I'm a grown man in my 40s.
And watching Bluey without his kids.
So
what'd you guys decide on?
I don't know.
Not Bluey.
I don't know. It was some prison reform show.
Oh.
I didn't like
Locked
it.
Up. I hear that's good.
I didn't like it. Mm. I was like, for sure.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Needless to say, another evening where Andy did not get his way.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.